Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, our Moss Family Automotive Studio, and our Studio E microphone to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That starts with our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, it includes our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers getting the mail delivered to points all around the country. And it also has to do with our suicide jockeys keeping the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel moving along for everybody to hop on a plane or whatever. And let's not forget also Amazon and their people, their warehouses, and their delivery fleet that's out there delivering the stuff that people ordered yesterday. So there you go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you'll also be able to find us on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on as also on the great website Twitter as Captain's America. It's Captain's America is how you find us over there on all those websites. And, of course, if you want to go listen to our podcast, we're on Podomatic at the Captain's America Third Watch, okay? That's how we're listed over there. Now, let's jump right into the telephony, the telephone, because we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line here. So the fans all want to yell and scream and holler, so here we go. Yep, they're there. And I got 64 degrees on one side of the building and 65 on the other. So that's where we're at right now. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty
and justice
for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Okay, well, the IRS agent who is now wants to be called an informant and protected as such under the rules and regulations that are there, made a statement through his attorney yesterday, and we have a copy of that statement being read by our buddy Greg over at SRN News. So here we go.
The Wall Street Journal was the first to report the concerns of an IRS supervisor who is seeking whistleblower protection. Other news organizations also are reporting on a letter sent to Congress that says the IRS official has details that show preferential treatment and politics improperly infecting decisions. The letter does not name Hunter Biden specifically, but lawmakers have been made aware he is the high-profile, controversial subject that the letter is referring to. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the president and the White House are disavowing any knowledge of this sort of stuff.
No, they're not disavowing knowledge. They're saying that they are not interfering with any kind of these investigations, which is really what has been asserted here, because this whistleblower, by the way, has 10 years with the IRS. He does training. He also knows what to look for because he spends a lot of time doing high-profile investigations, including international investigations. But after Merrick Garland, in one of his testimonies before Congress, actually just came out and lied, and that is the reason that he is going through this procedure, and he's doing everything exactly right, because this is not his first rodeo as a whistleblower, but he's got to go to a lawyer, which took him a long time to make that decision, given the profile of this particular person, meaning Hunter Biden, which, by the way, he and his lawyer have not named to be Hunter Biden. Other people have, but
right.
This guy hasn't. And that's, again, part of the procedure to get whistleblower protection. There are whistleblowers already have protection, but in this particular case, you'd have to go through Congress, too. So that's precisely what he is, in fact, doing. And now, apparently, Biden's lawyer has already put out a letter saying that this IRS agent broke the law, which he didn't, but that's just what they do. So it's about to get even more interesting.
Stickier.
An understatement.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Remember, you can go over to her website, FoundersCode.com, check out all the articles she writes over there. And there's her radio show podcast is available over there, too, and all that good stuff. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, thank you very much. I will take it right away and tell you that this portion of the program, this segment with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance is out there, and you can take advantage of that, all you guys and gals, by bundling what you have all together in one place, and I'll explain that right now. Now, Geico has a website called Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. That's the website. Go over to their website and put in the information on your car or the truck that you own and see what they can do, saving you money with insurance that way. That's number one. Number two, once you do that, then go over, and if you have a motorcycle or an ATV, or maybe you have a RV, you might even have a boat. You can apply all that towards your car insurance and bundle it together and get a reduction on all of it. That's number one. But where you really save your money on a policy like this is when you bundle in your homeowners or your apartment rental or your insurance from your condo. Any way you do that, you're going to save a bunch of money over at Geico. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O. You can also do all this through your agent, which you can find out where your agent is by finding them on the web. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, and let's go back to the phone line. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, good morning.
Good morning.
All righty, we got a caller on the line. I believe it's Ian, so let's find out what's on. All right, Ian, what's up?
Yeah, I just want to comment. I heard a name in the other segment. Merrick Garland.
Yeah.
Just want to point out to everybody what went down 30 years ago, the last 2 days, the 19th and the 20th, respectively of 1993, Waco. And guess what?
Waco.
Our friend Merrick Garland was in the bunch that was around Janet Reno that pulled the trigger on the massacre of the Branch Davidians, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, he's like Dracula. He keeps coming back. Yep, he was involved in Waco and the subsequent cover-up. Thanks, bye.
All right, well, Merrick Garland's done a lot of things in the past. That's only part of one of them.
Part of his resume. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can't change what's been done. You just can't do it. So we know it's there. We know he's not a... And by the way, they were actually going to appoint him at one time to the Supreme Court, remember?
They were going to nominate him. Yeah, he was nominated under the Obama administration, and Mitch McConnell put a hold on it, essentially stopped it.
Yep. So he might have done us a favor. Maybe he didn't.
Yeah, we don't know now, right?
Nope. Okay, well, let's go back to what we were mentioning here earlier. Let me get over here to my cheat sheet. The Republican-led House passed a bill on Thursday that would bar the federally supported schools and colleges from allowing transgender athletes whose biological sex assigned at birth was male to compete on girls' or women's sports teams. Now, this is interesting. Obviously, there'll be a challenge to that, and we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Well, it'll probably never get out of the Senate, and even if it did, the Biden White House said that Biden would veto it. So they ought to just come out, the Democrats ought to just come right out and say they don't want women in sports.
Right.
And that they want, you know, and yesterday, you know, Little Miss Frenchie with her binder came out and said that, you know, we are a law and order president and he believes in the rule of law. Well, Title IX is part of law. 50 years ago, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
What they're really doing is they don't want women in sports. And they're getting doing away with Title IX. And, you know, the Democrats just, you know, they're fine with that. Because not one Democrat voted for the bill yesterday. So any little girl who decides that, you know, she wants to do swimming or, you know, anything else and go on to even be in the Olympics, forget about it, little girl. You know, the Democrats don't want you to be able to do that.
Yep. What a shame. What a shame. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Check out her website. Find out more about her. The Pentagon is right now moving additional troops and equipment.
Nah, they're on standby.
All right. Well, they're not moving them then because this story says they're moving them to a naval base in the tiny island Gulf nation of Djibouti to prepare for the possible evacuation of U.S. Embassy personnel from Sudan.
Correct, but they're on standby going into Sudan. They're not there yet. But it looks like we've had one American killed in all this going on in Sudan. So, it's a full blow. There was a ceasefire agreement that lasted, it was supposed to happen at least for a day or so. Well, it lasted maybe 10 hours and then it fell apart. So it's not pretty over there in Sudan by a long stretch.
Well, is this going to materialize into something even worse?
I have no idea. I mean, I think it's going to stay in Sudan, but I don't know if it's going to get any nastier. But
okay.
You know, I would say that if our embassy personnel, if our State Department and our military are doing the right thing, it never should have happened to start with, but that's just me.
Now, the Limit, Save, and Grow Act would cut the federal spending to 2022 levels, rescind Democratic climate change policy, and eliminate student loan forgiveness, amongst other
and the IRS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the bill has no chance of becoming law, and the Democrats who control the Senate. But Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, says that he's trying to focus and force President Joe Biden into waking up and smelling the roses.
Well, the Biden White House was accusing, and so were the Democrats, of McCarthy not putting anything out there. So, I mean, there it is. And he did it. McCarthy did it because Biden said he was willing to, you know, meet again and have discussions. But now all of a sudden they keep going back to the old talking point that they want the debt ceiling raised without any anything attached to it. Well, that's just not going to happen, period. So it could be that the, you know, government shutdown, which I because the debt ceiling happens, I think, at the end of May.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
It'll carry us through June, but that's kind of questionable. But McCarthy's holding to his guns, and rightly so. And I'm happy for it. There's a lot of things that are in there that are good. And there it is, White House. What you going to do now?
Right. Now, there's two nonprofit groups. One's called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, known as CREW, and the other one is Free Speech for People. They're both trying to bar former President Donald Trump from appearing in the Republican primary ballots because he's engaged in insurrection on the 6th of January, 2021.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can they do that?
They can try all kinds of things.
So what's going to happen?
Probably nothing.
That's what I was thinking, too. Why even bother? I guess they're just going through the motions to make it look like they're doing something.
Well, it's not the first time.
Right.
It's not the first time at all that, you know, CREW has gone after Trump. So, I mean, that's just... You know, then they want to throw him out of doing business in the state of New York and over the emoluments clause. And, you've got Lawrence Tribe, Deepak Gupta, Richard Painter, who is a weird kind of guy. They're all part of CREW. But they're not going to stop. So, yeah, that's where we are.
Mm. Okay, we're getting ready to come down here with the music. Here it comes, which means I'll be talking to you on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. So have yourself a great day doing whatever you're doing.
Yes, sir. You too.
Catch you later.
Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check her out. In the meantime, coming back with Moa right after these messages. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S.
USA News Update. Florida officials say they've ended the contract with a firm that handles emergency alert messages. This after a test got sent to millions of cell phones early Thursday morning. Florida State Senator Blaise Ingolia says the alert was never supposed to go out like that.
From what I understand, it was supposed to go on TV as part of the emergency broadcast system, and it didn't. It actually went through to everyone's phones.
So he wants to know if this was a government penetration of the phone settings or perhaps an iPhone vulnerability. If all American warehouses were roofed with solar panels, that would be enough solar energy to power over 19 million households every year. That's according to a new report from the Environment California Research and Policy Center and the Frontier Group. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and thank you very much for those of you who participated and got a hold of Bo yesterday and asked him more questions about the National Aviation Academy with their campuses in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Mass. You can find out more about them by going to the website NAA.edu. In the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been in business a number of years. They're one of 190 aviation schools that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. But I believe they're the very best at what they do because of the way they go about doing it. And I've seen firsthand with how they teach their students and the way they treat them and the esprit de corps that they have there and all that. Now, if you're a veteran and you're coming out of the service and you were, say, in an aviation wing, and you're not really sure what you want to do, but maybe aviation is something that you might consider, again, keeping up on, that's the place to go right there. That's the place to go. If you are proficient in what you're doing and feel confident enough, you can take your federal test to become a certified aviation maintenance technician and be working in a matter of months. Anywhere in the world that you could think of. Choice is yours. And you can make a lot of money, as you well know, in the civilian sector. Now, check them out online first. Go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go to that website. Take a look at what they have to offer. And then take a look at where their campuses are. Clearwater, Florida. And Concord, Massachusetts, which is just barely outside the city limits of Boston. Call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour of their campuses. One or both. Now, if it were me and I was making a decision like that, a career decision, I would check them both out. So call them, 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy, on the web at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, a little interesting news still for NATO. It looks like as if, according to our defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, it looks like as if sometime in mid-July, there'll be another new member, namely Sweden. Sweden may, in fact, cross the finish line in time for the Transatlantic Alliance's next summer summit in mid-July. Won't that be something? Russia is not going to know how to act with these little countries sitting on their border, NATO members. They'll have to stop all the nonsense that they've been doing with them, which is one reason why they want to be members. No more harassment. No more invasion of airspace or water space or whatever. Because an action against a NATO member under Article 5 means it's an action against all of them. This could get real interesting. So we'll see what happens. Now, no one was injured in the mishap that happened over the weekend, but the ship that suffered damage above the waterline, namely the LCS Cleveland, which was launched into the water and struck a tugboat as a result, that wasn't a planned part of the event. No one was hurt. Thank God for that. No one was hurt. Now, President Joe Biden on Wednesday named Veterans Affairs Chief of Staff Tanya Bradshear as his pick to serve as the department's second-ranking highest official. We'll see how that works out. Also, a Republican effort to undo the VA abortion rule failed yesterday in the Senate as the Republicans were trying to take that back to where it was before. Right now, join the military, you can go have an abortion. It doesn't make any sense, but it's there. And the United States, boy, oh boy, you're going to love this, has pledged another $325 million in arms shipments to, yep, you guessed it, the Ukraine. Now, the Pentagon plans to send another $325 billion worth of artillery, anti-armor weapons, and other military aid to the Ukraine and to its embattled country. They also consider, with the offensive going on against the Russian troops, that we need to do more, and our allies need to do more. Well, just this week, there were aircraft floating around, helicopters floating around, being given left and right. We've got a report of tanks coming, another 14 tanks. I believe they're the Leopold tanks is what they were called, coming to the Ukraine. Also, Raytheon's Patriot missiles have arrived in the Ukraine, so they're loaded up on them now. And something else that happened yesterday was the NATO Secretary General, Hans Stoltenberg, is visiting the Ukraine for the first time since Russia launched its full-scale offensive more than a year ago. Better be real careful, because there's guys that would be looking to take him out for a lot less than what he thinks. Got to be real careful. And the U.S. government also is tracking more than 650 potential cases involving, you ready for this? UFOs. Yep. UFOs. U.S. government said it's tracking more than 650 potential cases of so-called unidentified aerial phenomenon, commonly known as UFOs. According to the director of the office created last year to focus on the sightings. Senators from both parties, by the way, said that they left a briefing that they had. Matter of fact, it was called an gobbledygook type of meeting almost a week after the FBI arrested a suspect in conviction or connection with the leak investigation. And in taking a look at that and a couple of other things here real quick, we have the big boys sitting around watching, waiting to see where we go with all this stuff. Now, I don't know about you, but I heard yesterday that they've activated some folks that serve with the National Guard to bring up their weapons because they're going to be on duty again. And I know that kind of busts things up in the middle of life. Because here you go again. A lot of these people are being told volunteered to take their weapons and go do whatever it is they're going to do. Okay, hold that thought. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is coming back with us right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Friday morning. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and their Acura dealership located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. You can find them online by going to the website Moss, M-A-U-S, MossAcura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, you can also find out about the You Serve, You Save program, where if you are a military, you're in the military now, or you're a veteran, or you are a first responder now, whether that's EMS, fire, or police, or are retired, or whether or not you are a church pastor, active or retired, you can get a discount on the vehicle you buy. You'll also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle as long as you have it. Pretty good stuff. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, and joining us right now, we have the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
What do you think about our compadre, and I know him fairly well, not real well, but fairly well, Larry Elder, announcing that he's running for president? I'm going to try to get a hold of him today and see if I can get him on the weekend show.
Well, I haven't actually listened to what his actual platform is. I heard about it this morning as well. I don't have any problem with, people that have certain points they want to bring to the national attention and use this as a platform. I think that type of dialogue is good. What I hope to avoid this primary season is all the kindergarten name calling and antics. I despise. You want to talk about issues, go out there and talk about issues, and now you want to go about handling issues. And if Barry Elder's got some good ideas, even if you don't get elected, maybe those ideas could come into the light and, be utilized.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're into athletics, and you're a coach, and you've played a lot of athletics over the years. The women's sports bill passed the House with no Democratic votes. And it seems as if they're going to just throw it out when it gets to the Senate. It's a shame because the people need to understand that this is a good, solid bill.
I agree. And as the father as well, who has a daughter who's an athlete going on to college to play athletics, for the life of me, I don't understand why you want to go ahead and you want to start wrecking all the advances in women's sports. It was interesting. It was that the women's basketball tournament, the NCAA tournament, actually outdrawing, as far as television is concerned,
right,
the NHL. And I mean, they did really well. And, good for them. But you want to go ahead and you want to wreck that by throwing men into the mix? I mean, the whole conversation is just so stupid, quite frankly. The crazed people on this and how they go about defending it, they're not using any logic or reason. It's not good. I talked about this years and years and years ago on the program. I said, you really solve the problem in a King Solomon split the baby type of way. You eliminate all gender in sports, and you don't have a WNBA, you just have an NBA. But then what do you effectively do? You basically take women out of the equation because they can't compete at that level.
Now, the LEI, the U.S. LEI, which is the leading economic index, fell to its lowest level since November of 2020, consistent with the worsening economic conditions that are ahead, and it looks like as if we are driving full speed ahead, once again, you have to use the R word, into a recession.
Maybe not. Again, a lot of these numbers are out there. It's pretty well telegraphed based upon what's going on. I think it's going to be, kind of a mixed bag, and I think you can flip a coin either way. We go into one. I mean, there's certain areas of the economy that are holding up and are pretty resilient. You see this disparity in different sectors when it comes to the manufacturing indices, whether it be the difference between New York and Philadelphia and other areas. It's interesting to watch. And you've seen it in corporate earnings as well. Well, certain companies are holding up, other companies are having a more difficult time. And I think this, adjustment's going to continue. You're going to continue to see more chop moving forward. The issue is here, everybody's, keeps talking about inflation, what the Fed's going to do. Fed raises a quarter point next time around, what everybody's expecting. It's not going to do a damn thing, quite frankly. A lot of this inflation that's we're dealing with at this point in time, quite frankly, is induced by our government and, the things and the mandates that they're putting on us.
Now, it's not everywhere, but the number across the country for the decline in existing home sales over the past year is now at 22%. Florida, I can tell you, that can't even possibly be true because they're still building and they still got people coming in. Every time you turn around, you see more new people in the state.
Oh, yeah, but it is slowing. There's no doubt about it. It's come down. I mean, when you just don't a matter of fact, and you see contracts being canceled and a myriad of other things. I mean, you know, when you have mortgage rates rise at the speed that they have, there needs to be an automatic adjustment based upon prices simply because you're dealing with affordability issues and whether or not people can, afford that house that they were planning on buying because interest rates are that much higher. So, it has stopped. But there's no doubt about it. It's slowed.
Well, the prices of new homes is coming down a bit.
That's, again, that's why. It's supply and demand. Not just new homes, it's existing homes. I mean, you can go on to, you go on to Trulia, very markets that were very, very hot and rising through the roof. And it's just natural. It's supposed to happen. You take, you know, take Tampa, for example. You know, you go on Trulia, you start looking at homes, you start, you see, you know, price decrease in many of these hot markets. These are existing homes that are up for sale. You know, owners are realizing, okay, I might not have gotten that price that I was going to get a year or two ago.
Well, I know some of the million-dollar homes aren't $1 million anymore.
Yeah, and that's, again, that's just, you know, how the world works. Mm-hmm. You know, you factor in the price of money. It's going to obviously eventually hit the price of homes.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to coerce Tom Brady into playing for the Miami Dolphins because they just asked him if he would consider playing, and he says, well, I do have a lot of friends on the team.
Oh, geez. I don't think that's a long-term thing. But, hey, it might be good for business. You know, maybe, you know, again, you got to understand that these are businesses that these guys are running, and if they can draw that type of attention to the Dolphins and whatnot, I guess it's a business decision.
Well, last week, claims for unemployment benefits rose for the first time in a little while, but they remain at historically low levels. I don't know what that means for the future, if anything.
Well, you're starting to, again, you know, we're running a red-hot labor market for a period of time, and we're seeing it cool off a little bit. And, you know, you're seeing many companies out there, you know, making adjustments based upon their hiring. You know, when the economy slows, you know, smart companies make adjustments. They take a look at what's working and what's not working. Again, and then when the economy, you know, can grow again, you know, they're able to profit from that. You know, actually take an even look at a lot of the numbers coming in right now. You know, the adjustments that some of these companies have made have helped them. You're seeing many companies with their revenues coming closer or not making targets, but earnings beating targets. And again, that's due to, you know, better productivity and efficiency.
Now, we found an area not very far away from where you're at up there in the north, Philadelphia, where the Fed Manufacturing Index has fallen deeper into contraction.
Yeah, I mean, that came out a week or two ago. It was, like I said, that's what I was saying earlier, is the fact that, you know, different districts are doing better than others. And that's, you know, that's what's going on right now. It's very, very difficult, to kind of read overall what's going on when you have pockets, certain pockets of the country doing better than others.
Could you please explain briefly for the audience what this Biden rule means, forcing good credit home buyers to subsidize loans to higher risk borrowers?
How can I sum it up? It's insanity. I've never heard anything so stupid in my entire life. I mean, really, it's the world we're living in. You know, you tell your kids, pay your bills on time, build up good credit so you can go ahead and buy a home later on. I guess you might as well throw that out the window.
Wow. Well, have yourself a great weekend, my friend. I look forward to talking to you on Monday. And stay low.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Look forward to talking to him again on Monday. Coming up right after the news, Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.